You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
After a thrilling tournament in Switzerland, England's Lionesses were crowned back-to-back UEFA Women's Euros champions. And blind and partially sighted football fans were able to follow along with the action on ITV with audio description. Joining me now is David Padmore, Director of Accessibility for ITV. David, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Al.
Well, some incredible results during this year's Women's Euros. How important has it been to have the action audio described?
I think it's been fantastic. I mean, obviously, you know, we hoped but couldn't be certain that England would make a run all the way to the final. But given that they did, I think it was fantastic to be able to deliver the service, the descriptive commentary service, all the way through to that thrilling final. I mean, we were very keen to build on what we'd started with the Six Nations rugby and the descriptive commentary service that we've been developing in partnership with Guinness, who've been the really supportive sponsors of this service that we've been trying to develop. And we wanted to move into football. And obviously the Women's Euros came about at exactly the right time. So, you know, we've committed to delivering descriptive commentary on all of the England and Wales games in the tournament that ITV had. Yeah, and happily that kind of took us all the way to the final. The thing that we've really been trying to achieve here is to, you know, as we've done in the past, is to deliver the descriptive commentary in the same way that people receive normal audio description. So they can just watch the main channel along with everybody else and just receive the service through the AD channel. And what that does, you know, rather than sending people off to listen to the radio or potentially watch another channel, it enables that shared experience. So it enables people to receive the information about the goal or the penalty or whatever at exactly the same time. That's the key thing we've been trying to achieve, and I think it's gone really well.
And how much of an undertaking is it for ITV to provide live audio description for major sporting events? Well, how much goes into it?
Fundamentally, now that we've built the solution, the technical solution, that's there. So really it is about finding the right commentators, because with sport, as opposed to more traditional AD, it's really important that you have professional commentators who also have that training in making content accessible to blind and partially sighted viewers. So very recently, actually, we did audio description on the live Britain's Got Talent final. And that was a very different challenge, because with that, we wanted to leave the main soundtrack intact with Ant and Dec and the judges and the acts. But we wanted to intersperse our own audio description into the gaps between the dialogue. So we used our traditional audio describers to kind of just add that visual element. But with sport, you kind of need to find different group of people who have got that sports commentary background. So really it's about the sourcing of the commentators. And we've found, you know, for this tournament, three excellent commentators who've shared the games. And hopefully we're kind of on the way to building a team that's going to be able to deliver more sports AD in the future.
And what does ITV as a broadcaster learn from covering events like the Women's Euros? Does it change the way that you think about audio description for other sporting events like the Six Nations?
Well, it does. I mean, you know, the more we do it, the more we learn. We deliberately seek feedback. So on one of the games, we publicised our email address, accessibility@itv.com, and we encourage people to get in touch to let us know what they thought about the service, because there are different ways of approaching it, and our way of using sports commentators, you know, is one way. And we're very keen to get as much feedback so that the service is developed in a way that is very much led by the people who are consuming it. I think we're on the right track. And yeah, the more we do it, I think the more, you know, ITV becomes committed to it. The you know, we're certainly intending to talk again to Guinness following the tournament to look ahead to future Six Nations, to future football tournaments, and start making plans to sort of turn this into a much more routine service.
And you mentioned feedback there. What have the blind and partially sighted fans told you about how they found the audio description during the tournament?
Yeah, it's been great, really. I mean, we got some lovely feedback actually via the RNIB from David Clark, the chief exec of Paralympics GB, saying that he thought the live AD was absolutely brilliant. And the really good feedback that I want to highlight really is feedback like we received one comment to say a writer was watching it with her father, who had become blind a few years ago. They haven't found a good solution to watching sport because they've never been able to find an audio source, say from the radio, that was in sync with the TV pictures. So this enabled them to watch the program together at the same time. And I think it's that that we're really trying to achieve here. It's to kind of create that ability for shared experiences. So yeah, no, it's really good. It's supporting what we're doing. It's helping us to raise the profile of what we're doing, both within ITV and outside as well. So yeah, it's very encouraging.
And working on international events like this, do you know how ITV's audio-described coverage compares to other broadcasters of teams in the Women's Euros? Are there other countries who are doing similar things?
Well, we're not aware of other broadcasters doing this. I mean, I know that Channel 4, for example, in the UK have recently done some live audio description on, I think it was on there, the England under 21s competition that happened a month or so before the Euros. So other broadcasters in the UK are looking at this area, and of course Channel 4 have got a good history of providing live AD on things like the Paralympics. We also know that kind of this area has very much been led by the game itself. So there's a lot of Premier League clubs and other football clubs actually across the UK that provide descriptive commentary in stadium. And UEFA have also been providing, I think they've been providing live audio description in German throughout this tournament, it having been sort of hosted in Switzerland. So there's a kind of growing awareness, I think, around the game that this adds real value. But I think, yeah, no, as far as the kind of approach we take, we're the only broadcaster doing it, on this scale.
ITV has consistently been building on its audio described outputs in live sports. What can we look forward to next?
Well, we're obviously, already beginning to look ahead to next year's Six Nations, and then beyond that to next year's Football World Cup, the FIFA World Cup, which again will be a tournament shared with the BBC. But I mean, some of your viewers will be aware that the tournament is an extremely large one. I think it's been expanded to something like 48 teams. So there are going to be a lot of games. So we need to work out kind of how we can meet that challenge. And I think at the same time, as I mentioned earlier, we did the live final of Britain's Got Talent. I think we are interested in how we can build on our live audio description capability into other genres, particularly into some of the massive live entertainment shows that ITV has. So yeah, lots to think about, lots of challenges, but definitely lots to look into.
Lots to look forward to on and off the pitch. David Padmore, Director of Accessibility for ITV. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.